Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily, Wednesday edition. In high school volleyball, the Mammoth Huskies got up at the crack of dawn yesterday to make the trip up to North Lake Tahoe for a 12 noon showdown against the Lady Lakers. It looks like there could be a little rivalry forming here, as the Huskies were able to make the trip last year and defeat the Lakers in North Tahoe. But this year would be a different story, as the Lady Huskies committed 33 errors and consequently fell to the Lady Lakers in four games, 21-25, 25-21, 23-25, and 19-25. The usually reliable Olivia Tenedora had 11 kills but committed 12 errors. Senior middle blocker Sky Peterson was a bright spot for the Huskies. She had 24 service aces and 5 kills against only one error. Overall, I think this is one the Huskies would like to have back, but I think it's also fair to say that a lot of people would like to see what happens if North Tahoe had to play at Mammoth in some real altitude. The Lady Huskies fall to a record of 4-3 after this one. They'll look to get back on track next Thursday, August 31st, again on the road against Lone Pine. First serve for that one is at 4 p.m. Lone Pine will open their season at home on Tuesday, the 29th, against the Yerington Silver Bracket runner-up Bishop Lady Broncos. That one is also at 4 p.m. Next up for the Bishop Lady Broncos, a home game. Emmanuel Christian from Ridgecrest will make the trip up this Friday. That game is at Gus Klika's gym at 4 p.m. In Big League Baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers opened up their six-game road trip in Cleveland last night. After a couple of days off, one scheduled and one as a result of Hurricane Hillary, the Dodgers came out firing when Will Smith hit a two-run dinger in the first and Freddie Freeman drove in Mookie Betts in the third to take a 3-0 lead. But that's all they would get in this one, as rookie Bobby Miller was okay, but he couldn't hold the lead, and the bullpen was bad as the Cleveland Guardians handed the Dodgers their third loss in the month by a score of 8-3. Miller went 6 1/3 and gave up 4 runs in the loss. The bright spot is, yes, that was just the Dodgers' third loss in the month of August, complemented by 18 victories. The 18-3 August record has the Dodgers eyeing the franchise record of 22 wins for the month of August, set last year when the Dodgers went 22-6. Incidentally, the Dodgers went 21-6 in 2021 and 21-7 in 2020. The Dodgers will go for August win number 19 this year again tonight against the Guardians. It'll be Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers against Xavion Curry for the Guardians. First pitch is at 4:10. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now, Sports Daily Wednesday edition. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.